This is Sports Talk.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Eddie Pavin. Thank you for tuning in on this Saturday morning. Maybe you're going to get out and have some fun. Hey, did you know that this coming week, starting Monday, it's the 10th annual Turn Off the Screens Challenge? Basically, telling youth to get out from in front of that TV screen or that computer screen and get outside and play and get active. And you might be hearing more and more about these adventure races that are taking place around the province and the country for that matter. Blue Mountain Resort is hosting Metcon Blue Adventure Race coming up on June 2nd. You can actually find out more on the website at metconblue.com. Guess who's going to be there? Trish Stratus, a former WWE champion, is going to be there. She joins us on the line this morning. Hi, Trish. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. How did you get involved with the adventure race?
Well, since I retired from wrestling in 2006, I've been just spreading the word of health and fitness. And, you know, and it sometimes takes a little bit of, sort of how to repackage this deal, like you're saying right now, get out, you know, and enjoy the environment, enjoy the great place we live. Sometimes you have to repackage what it means to get out and enjoy stuff. So basically with this adventure race, it was like a great opportunity to spread the word of getting active, getting adventurous, and getting kind of out there and just enjoying the land that we live in. So this is a really fun thing. And Stratosphere is my yoga studio. We decided to kind of lead like a warm-up stretch, and that's how we first started talking. And the more we got into the race itself and the Metcon people who are putting it together, we just came together and thought this is a great partnership, and just, you know, we just want to get people out there, get people active. And so hopefully you'll be joining us on the mountain.
I'll try my best. I have to start getting in shape now.
Yeah, but you got to start training for it. I think people need goals, right? So, you know, it's kind of one of those things. We made the race pretty accessible so that it's one of those, you know, anybody's going to be able to tackle this. It's going to be a challenge. It's going to be a fun adventure weekend. But, you know, kind of like people have goals. So you say to yourself, okay, it's a month away, so start getting a little bit more and more active so that you can gear up towards this event.
Now, tell me a little bit about the race. What is it involved?
Well, it is 5 kilometers over Blue Mountain, and it's 13 obstacles. So we have everything from ice pools to smoke to there's going to be, you know, cargo nets, and there's all kinds of, there'll be some mud involved, you know, your typical mountain adventure racing kind of items.
So you're going to get dirty, and you're going to have to
get dirty.
Yeah, you're going to have to be active, obviously. But
yep.
You mentioned there, are there different levels, or do you have to be in peak shape to participate?
Well, we kind of designed the race, so it's going to be fun, and there's going to be challenges, but we wanted to make it accessible to everybody. So it's not like a, you know, extreme conditioning, peak conditioning type of a race. It definitely, you want to gear up for it because it's, you know, you're going to have some obstacles to tackle, of course. But for the most part, it's accessible to everyone. You're going to be with a group. There's going to be, you know, you can enter as individual or as a team, and you can help your teammates. And, just, you know, it's kind of like, it's just going to be a lot of fun. That's the main message, is a lot of fun.
We're talking to Trish Stratus, the former WWE champion, if you recognize the name, who's now a fitness icon. She has her yoga studio, Stratosphere. She's getting involved in the Metcon Blue Adventure Race at Blue Mountain on June 2nd. So how would you recommend I train for this, Trish?
Well, I think you should come to my yoga studio. It's just south of the Vaughan Mills Mall, and I think you should come and do some yoga training with me. What do you think?
Yoga training?
Yep.
Okay.
We decided, look, I'm going to partner up with Metcon Blue, so let me go ahead and put something together. So out of my yoga studio, which is in Vaughan, we're doing a Metcon training camp. So for the 4 Saturdays leading up to Metcon, we're going to have kettlebell training, we're going to have yoga conditioning. So basically just gearing people up, getting together in groups, and basically having fun. You know, that's what it's about, is just having a big team and kind of getting out there and having like a team spirit. So we just say, you know, get a little more conditioned, get, you know, and this is the reason, it's like you said, it's an excuse to say to yourself, well, this is what I got to do. Everyone kind of needs a goal. So a little bit more, you know, yoga, some conditioning, some kettlebell training, and maybe start running a little bit, doing some jogging, getting out in the nice weather.
So I'm already jogging, walking, doing that sort of thing. Why is yoga important that I take to train for this?
Well, yoga is going to help you. You know, nobody stretches before they do this racing and they do this running, but nobody stretches. No one takes the time. So I would say, you know, yoga is an excuse for people to, it'll be a 1 hour to a 1 hour and a half guided stretch, because you won't, most people won't do it on their own. So, you know, we have all different, you know, levels, we have all different styles, and you'll get something out of every different kind of class that you can maybe take. And that's why, you know, people don't realize there are different styles for that very reason, because you can really get anything you want out of a certain type of class, depending on what you're going for. So, you know, you can use yoga as a conditioning thing. It can be a strengthening thing. It can, we have yoga classes that are just all core work. So really pick the right class. And for people who are scared of yoga, there's always a beginner's class. There's always your own level. And I always say to people, check your ego at the door. So as long as you're prepared to, like, maybe you'll topple over, maybe you're, you know, you won't be the most flexible person in class, but it's not about, you know, it's not a competition, although some people approach it like that. Yoga, it's all about your own practice. So you kind of, like, go in there and get what you can get out of your own class.
I ask that because, you know, I think there's still some sort of stigma associated with yoga. And a lot of people don't think of it as a training exercise. They sometimes even think of it as just a female thing.
Yeah, you know what's funny? I opened up my studio in 2008, and that was one of the things that we found. It was really all women at my studio. So I thought, well, first of all, the very first class I had, I thought I'd try and introduce it to guys. I called it Yoga for Guys Who Like Fries. Because I wanted to show people you don't have to be this extra super bendy person, and you don't have to be this complete total athlete. Basically, anybody can do it. And I wanted, you know, regular guys to come on in and do it. And so I had all guys class first. And in 2008, that's what it required. It kind of, you know, slowly but surely, I built up the class. And then what I did is I got the Toronto Argonauts in, and I got the Toronto Maple Leafs in. And I think after seeing that, you know, it's used as a conditioning tool for these athletes, I think that's what it took. It's sort of, and, you know, I created a Stratosphere Golf, which was a yoga for golfers. And I started going to all these, you know, whenever I was doing these charity golf tournaments, I thought, well, I went there and I brought my team Stratosphere, and we started doing yoga for golfers. So I was showing these guys, like, you know, it's not just about, you know, females doing yoga. It's really a conditioning tool. And I think the more it got exposed like that, and plus nowadays you see a lot of professional athletes that are actually putting it into the regular training regimes. So it's kind of, I think it took that exposure, it took that time to be able, you know, for people to wrap their heads around what yoga was exactly. And realizing it really is for, you know, depending on what need you want out of it, it definitely can be a conditioning tool.
So, Trish, how often would you recommend someone train? How many hours a day, and would it be every day of the week?
Well, I would say to prepare for the race, you know, I always like to say with yoga, especially, it's one of those, it's a cumulative training thing. So every class, your body, it's like muscle memory kicks in. It remembers where you left off the last time. I kind of say do a minimum three times a week, and say to yourself, if I say at least three times a week, I've got to be doing something active, you'll find that suddenly four times a week, you want to be more active. And it sort of becomes a little easier, but I think start off with three times a week as the minimum. And then from there, it'll build. And as you start feeling better, as you start getting more conditioned, you actually want to do more. So I think, you know, as long as you start the three and then you build it up.
We're talking to Trish Stratus, fitness icon and former WWE champion. She is involved with the Metcon Blue Adventure Race coming up at Blue Mountain Resort on June 2nd. Why are these adventure races becoming more and more popular now, do you think, Trish?
Well, I think people are diversifying their approach to health and fitness, first of all, but also just, you know, it's fun. It's a lot of fun, and there's this interesting camaraderie that happens when you go, you know, get a group of people together, kind of get some people at work together or get some friends together and decide you want to do something together. And I think that's what makes it, you know, not only easier to be, you know, active, but just it's a fun thing. I think life's made up of these fun events. Life is a string of fun events, you know, and so it's kind of like if you have something to work towards, it's going to be a great weekend. I mean, this is more than just a race. We're having, there's going to be bands there, there's going to be a yoga tent, there's going to be a whole plethora of activities to do, and it's at the Blue Mountain Village, which is a beautiful place. So if that's kind of like your weekend gear up towards it, maybe it's a girl's weekend out, or it's a guy's night weekend away. So I think that's what it is. I think it's just one of those things where you just gotta, you know, enjoy these moments and have fun.
You can get more information online at metconblue.com. That's metconblue.com. Trish, thanks very much.
Thank you. We'll see you on the mountain.